United Shire Studios Symphonic Adventure.
I'm getting worried about the boys, Nicky. They haven't come home yet, and it's nearly 2 a.m. after the adventure they had the other night involving the police. It makes me nervous.
Hank, did Antonio or Nathaniel mention anything to you about when they were planning to return? When they stopped in earlier?
Not a thing, Mr. P. I'm sure the boys can handle a simple little stakeout. Oh.
Stakeout, Henry?
Yeah. Hey, don't you worry about that, Mrs. P. You just watch, and I bet those boys are gonna walk through this door any minute.
Well, seems like we're not gonna be getting back home anytime soon.
What do you suppose they're gonna do with us once we get up there?
I don't know, little brother. Let's just hope our message got through to the Cartwright sisters.
They wouldn't hurt a couple of kids, would they, Professor?
I certainly hope not, Nathaniel. But we really have no way of knowing what they will do.
Hey, we're slowing down.
We must have reached the U.S.-Canada checkpoint.
But there is no checkpoint along this old road. And the next town north of the border is Rogersford.
We must have arrived then.
It can't be. Rogersford is 27 miles north of the border. We couldn't have been on the road for that long.
Well, yeah. We couldn't have been going much more than 50 miles an hour at most up these winding roads. We just wouldn't have had enough time.
That'd be like, 80 kilometers per hour, right, brother?
Yeah, just about. But we'd have to have been going maybe 170 miles an hour.
Wait, stop this.
Hey, listen, voices outside.
Can you make anything out?
Really? But it sounds like there's more of them now. This must be the drop location they talked about. They're getting out of the van. And it sounds like they're coming back here.
Let's get ready to make a break for it, as soon as they open the door.
We're gonna try to make a run for it, Dr. Amsler. Are you up for it?
No, you boys go on without me. With my bad knee, I'm sure I'll slow you down.
We can't just leave her behind, Antonio.
We never abandoned you, Dr. Amsler. We just need to figure out a way to overpower those men and get us all free.
They're right outside the door. I hope we can pull this off.
Are you scared, Nathaniel?
Well, maybe just a little.
The door's opening. Okay, get ready to pounce. I'm blinded, Nathaniel. They've got their flashlights trained right at our eyes.
I can't see a thing. Should we jump anyway?
It's all right, boys. Come out now.
Who's out there? What do you want from us?
It's okay, fellas. We just have a couple of questions for you.
Oh, hey, it sounds like there's another one in the back here too, Sarge.
Sarge? Who are you?
Oh, but where are my manners? Roland Darrell, Territorial Sergeant to His Majesty's Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And this here is Corporal Randy Fulminster.
Now the fellas up in the cab of this van say that they're your uncles. Funny, you don't look anything like them.
Oh, no, Corporal. They're not our uncles. We don't even know them.
But we know they're up to something. Well, that's why we trailed them up to their hideout.
Yeah, and then they threw us in the back of this van.
And I suppose you're not these guys' grandma.
Why, the very idea.
Well, it sure looks like some funny business going on here. Two boys in the back of a van at all hours. Some kind of professory type gal. And two shady drivers who look like they've got something to hide.
Oh, and they do, officers. You should see what they have in those sacks they got stacked up in the back there.
Well, it seems to me like we got some probable cause here, eh, Sarge?
Well, not really there, Fulminster. We don't have a warrant, and there's a lot of reasonable doubt here.
Reasonable doubt? Well, what about this, officers? How do you explain the contents of these bags?
Whoa, now! Well, those are some pretty nice jewels you got there.
Well, it just so happens that we got a cable from the States describing some diamond smugglers that were making their way to Rogersford tonight.
Oh, we had a hunch that's where we were headed, sir.
When we got the long-distance call from the police down there in Jetty Bay, I gotta say we were a bit skeptical. But then when this van comes speeding through the border lickety-split, we figured we ought to at least take a look. These guys here driving, you must be up to something pretty big.
Okay, gang. So here's the game plan. We're going to radio our dispatch and see if we can't get a few more Mounties out here to help escort you back down to the border, and get a hold of the police down there in Jetty Bay to bring you boys back home to your folks. As for what's going to happen to these two galoots, well, that'll have to be decided by the authorities stateside, I suppose. All right, Corporal Fulminster, why don't you start by taking some statements?
Hey, I got a statement. What's going to happen to our van? That don't belong to nobody else but us.
Yeah, I'm afraid that the vehicle in question seems to have been involved in some sort of suspicious international incident, sir. I doubt anybody but the boys down in evidence are going to see it for quite a while.
Yeah, you can file a petition with the government of Canada to ask for it back. But I think you gents have some bigger concerns at the moment.
Such as?
Corporal Fulminster, what are we looking at so far?
Oh, well, let's see. We got transporting minors across international lines. We got unlawful detainment of a civilian. We got possession of unauthorized radio equipment.
And, to top it off, your left taillight is busted, which is actually why we pulled you over in the first place.
Now, you boys and the doctor here can make yourselves comfortable in the front seat of our stately coach here with me.
And you mooks are going to go with Corporal Fulminster in the back of the wagon.
Let's move it.
I must say I didn't expect to see you boys back here so soon. Twice in 1 week you show up here during the wee hours of the night. What must your poor parents be thinking?
Well, gee, Officer Ferris, we didn't think we'd get kidnapped or anything. Well, we were just trying to find some clues or leads to bring to you about those ballots that we found.
From the sound of it, you kids were back up at an old fort. That seems to me like Officer Brooks specifically mentioned to you both that you were not to be fooling around up in there, did he not?
Well, yes, sir. We were only trying to...
Never mind what you were trying to do. It's certainly lucky we got that call from your school chums. Otherwise, who knows where in the world you might have ended up.
Well, we're awfully sorry for causing so much concern, Officer Ferris. Honest.
Listen, I know you're both good kids, but we're going to have to figure out how to keep you both out of trouble. I think we're going to have a chat with your folks in the morning.
Well, what's going to happen to the men who trapped us?
Well, we're going to see if anything turns up in their criminal backgrounds. We already know that the van that was impounded has stolen plates, and most folks on the straight and narrow aren't transporting thousands of dollars in diamonds in the middle of the night, I must say. I suspect they might have extensive rap sheets.
Willikers.
But for now, you boys need to go home and get some rest. Officer Wilcox, I need to ask you to bring Antonio and Nathaniel here back to the folks' place once again.
All right now, boys, come along.
How'd you sleep?
Pretty well, I guess. It was lights out as soon as I hit my pillow.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm pretty groggy. How much sleep did we get?
Oh, Antonio, it's already 11 a.m.
Oh, we slept the whole morning away. We better go downstairs and face the music with Mom and Pop, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, there's our two slugger beds. So much for early to bed, early to rise, eh, dear?
Henry told us that you two didn't get in until after 4 this morning. It's no wonder they slept in so late. We're going to have a discussion about your late-night adventuring, I'm afraid.
Let's get to that in a minute, Linda. Aren't you going to tell the boys about the phone call we got this morning? It's rather urgent.
Yes, Nick. The mayor's office phoned this morning, and they said they'd like to see you down at City Hall at 1 o'clock sharp.
Uh-oh, Antonio. Why would we be needed at City Hall?
Well, that's barely over an hour from now. It doesn't give us much time to get ready and get down there.
Any clues what the mayor wants with us, Ma?
Well, the secretary mentioned that there was going to be a...
Sorry about it, Mrs. P, but you kids better get a move on.
Well, anyway, your father and I were asked down there as well. Now, we have an errand to run, so we'll have to meet you down there at 1, but...
Are you really sore with us, Ma?
We can talk about that when we return home later, Nathaniel. Now, scoot.
You don't want to keep the mayor waiting, though, do you?
Gee, I guess not. Well, let's get going, Nathaniel.
Here. I made you some jam sandwiches for the road.
Thanks, Henry.
What do you think that phone call from the mayor's office was all about, Antonio?
I'm really not sure, Nathaniel. Oh, say, you don't suppose we're in some kind of trouble, do you? But if the mayor wants to talk to our whole family...
Well, they couldn't put us in jail or anything, can they?
I've never read anything about kids being put in jail. Well, at least not these days. But we didn't really commit any crimes, did we?
Trespassing, maybe. Maybe they're just going to punish us for getting kidnapped. Twice.
Well, they've got us there. Maybe they thought that somehow we were mixed up in the smuggling.
Uh-oh, Antonio. Heads up. Mr. Henderson in front of the hardware store.
Oh, man. Once he gets going, there's no stopping him. We're never going to get to the town hall in time if we stop to talk to him.
Mighty fine morning for it, eh, Pettits?
Morning, Mr. Henderson. Nice to see you. We've been summoned down to town hall by the mayor, but we're not sure why.
Business downtown, eh? Well, you'd better get along. Don't want to be late.
Thanks, Mr. Henderson.
Well, that was weird, wasn't it, Nathaniel?
Yeah.
Well, that's by far the shortest conversation I've ever had with Mr. Henderson.
Well, you know what they say about looking a gift horse in the mouth, brother.
Oh, good point. I hate to admit it, but it does feel like a little bit of a gift. Let's skedaddle before he changes his mind.
Pet boys, shouldn't you two be getting a move on,
Mrs. Wattles, why is everyone so wound up this morning?
Haven't you heard? They want to take your picture for the paper, you know.
Whoa, the paper? Oh, jeepers. Well, we've never been in the paper before, Mrs. Wattles.
Well, this isn't just any old local paper, boys. They sent a reporter all the way from the National Tribune. You're both going to be on the front page. Your names will be on people's lips from coast to coast.
Oh, really? Well, thanks for letting us know, Mrs. Wattles.
National headlines, Antonio? Front page news?
Well, we better get going then.
Yes, you should. Don't waste a minute more.
Look, Nathaniel. Well, there's quite a crowd gathered there at Town Square. Well, just listen to them.
A mob? Well, you think they're going to protest against us? Well, what's going to happen, Antonio? I wish I had a better idea just what it is they want from us.
Well, maybe they all think that we were responsible for stealing all those diamonds. Do you think that's what all this fuss is about?
Well, they could have put us in jail last night if they wanted to.
Well, I think they'd have to give us at least a trial, I think.
Well, maybe that's why the town's all gathered.
Steady, little D. Let's just walk up and take whatever they're going to give us.
Well, we got through getting kidnapped. Whatever this is, it couldn't be that much worse, right? The whole town's practically here. Well, surely they can't be all down here because of what we did, right?
Oh, no, Nathaniel. Don't you remember Wally saying you wanted to come down here to the street fair today? There's the carnival in town.
Well, yeah, but everyone's just standing around the town square, just waiting for something.
Why don't we ask someone why they're all just standing around the square and not taking part in the street fair?
Okay. Hey, excuse me, mister. What's everybody gathered around here for?
Oh, the mayor's about to give a speech or something because some kids got themselves mixed up with some kind of criminal outfit.
Yeah, I heard they held some mooks up at gunpoint when they tried to make off to Canada.
That's right. Gold bullion. Thousands of dollars worth.
So I guess the mayor's going to make sure they get what they deserve for all of this.
Uh-oh, Antonio. Well, I don't much like the sound of that at all.
I hear you. Well, if everyone's down here because they think we're criminals, well, we're going to have to move to Parsonville.
Yeah. Hey, maybe Sister Frances down at the Oyster Cluster can help get us out of town like she did with all those orphans.
Hey, guys! Oh, hey, Father, look! Antonio and Nathaniel are here!
Oh, so they are, my boy. Oh, hey there, fellas. Say, the mayor's waiting for you. You want me to come along with you, introduce you to him?
Hello, Mr. Nelson. We're here to see the mayor, all right, but we're trying to, not make a big scene about it.
No, yeah, no, hey, say no more. I can understand why you wouldn't. The whole town erupted in a frenzy now, would you? I hear you clear as a bell. I can't let everyone know that Antonio and Nathaniel Bennett arrived now, can I?
Okay, Mr. Nelson, you can escort us to the mayor, but please keep your voice down.
Oh, yeah, sure, want to keep a low profile, I get it, I understand. Well, come on, they got a podium all set up and everything.
A podium?
Get out of the way! Coming through! Oh, hey! Excuse me, ma'am!
Would you just look at the mayor, Nathaniel?
God, he certainly is all dressed up, isn't he? A big silk top hat.
I like that he has an official sash that just says mayor on it. You think he always has that on?
Oh, yeah, no, he does. He does, my boys. It's the law.
Any last words, Nathaniel?
I'm still a little confused by what's going on here. I don't really know what kind of words this sort of occasion calls for.
If you'll pardon me, your mayorship, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Antonio and Nathaniel Bennett to you.
Oh, so the Dauntless Duel arrives at last.
Dauntless Duel?
You two wait right here until I call you.
Okay, Mayor Dawes.
Ladies and gentlemen, excuse the interruption. I know we're all excited about the street fair. But if you can give me a moment of your attention, please. Last night, two of our very own young people have gotten themselves deeply involved in something that was doubtlessly a lot more headache than they were bargaining for. There is only one word I can think of to describe these individuals, ladies and gentlemen, and that is heroes.
Did he say heroes to them?
Okay, now settle down. Now, Antonio and Nathaniel, you have acted bravely in the face of danger, and in the process, managed to solve a major international diamond smuggling operation, which has heretofore eluded some of our nation's best men. And now, here to present you with a token of our appreciation and pride in your accomplishment, my legislative aide and chair of the Jetty Bay Good Citizens Council, Roberta Pendleton.
Let me get my glasses on here. Now, unfortunately, we haven't had time to get an actual award ready, you understand. But in the meantime, we wanted to give you a little something that the girls here at City Hall have made up to mark the occasion. So, here we go. In recognition of outstanding acts in the fields of civic duty and fearlessness, which led ultimately to the recovery of the most valuable shipment of contraband goods to ever pass through these United States, it is my sincere honor to bestow upon these two outstanding citizens this commemorative certificate. And on behalf of this town and the greater Jetty Bay community, We hereby thank you, boys.
Now get on up here, petted boys. Antonio and Nathaniel, come and get your picture taken with me for the papers.
Why, they weren't sore with us at all, Antonio.
Well, I'll say, we certainly weren't expecting all this, were we?
Oh, look, Mon Par here. Henry, too.
Boys, come on over here. Don't be shy now.
Well, thank you, sir. Pleased to meet you.
Now, Antonio, just stand right over here, and then...
Actually, sir, Antonio's my brother.
Oh, then that must make you Nathaniel.
Yes, sir. How do you do?
Oh, okay. So you stand right over here to my left. Now, look straight ahead of the camera. Any word you'd like to say to your public?
It was really nothing. We just found some clues and we just kind of followed them to see where they led.
Yeah, next thing we knew, we were on our way up to Canada.
And we really want to thank our friends Ossie and Delia. If they hadn't been listening to the radio when they were, there's no telling where we'd be right now.
Wonderful. Well, that concludes this little ceremony. Thank you all for coming out. Now don't all run away too fast. The ladies' auxiliary pitched in and bought ice cream for everyone. Great job, boys. Enjoy.
Magic Shire Studios Symphonic Adventure.